But first, we've got some special guests in the studio this morning from Green Bay Southwest High School. We've got Peyton, Jack, and Romeo popping in. Good morning, Romeo.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Now, you're a loyal listener. You've listened forever, and you got this idea that you wanted to come on in here and sell your product because you're in a class at school. Talk about your class real quick.
Our class is an entrepreneur class. It's basically a class where a bunch of kids come up with a business idea and marketed their business idea and make business plans. It's a really great class.
That sounds kind of interesting.
Well, and we should preface this too. You had reached out to us, what, about 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And your team got together and put together a plan, and you had asked our listeners if they would prefer to purchase hot chocolate with a mug or coffee with a mug for high schoolers.
Right.
And unfortunately, the listeners went against you. And we all agreed hot chocolate in a mug. So is this product, we'll get into the product that you have, is this for sale for the public?
It is for sale on the public.
So listeners, you voted for this. So you got to put your money where your mouth is now. And now you need to prove again Romeo wrong.
Yes.
And purchase the hot chocolate.
And you will not be judged if you put coffee in that mug.
Yes.
It's a vessel for all hot liquids, yes, if you'd like it to be.
Yes. Peyton, explain to us exactly how the mug works and what it does.
Well, obviously, like he said, the mug does hold many hot beverages. So that's very
fluid
convenient.
Stays in the mug?
Yeah. Okay.
Was this like a really big debate for you guys?
Not really.
See, you're passionate about this.
Yeah, you asked the wrong guy.
You were the lone survivor that wanted this coffee.
Oh, I kind of wore the pants in the relationship.
Well, yeah, I get that from her, Romeo.
Yeah,
I do,
yeah.
I do. All right, so the cool thing about this, though, is you can actually put your name on your own mug.
Yes, it's very interesting, the concept of it, because I was thinking about my mom and all of her friends. They would always get together and have tea or have a glass of wine and rant about their lives, as women usually do.
Right. And complain about their kids.
Right. Yeah. Not stereotypical at all.
No, not at all. And my mom would always get mad when everyone got their glasses, wine glasses and or mugs mixed up, because everyone has different preferences, there's different flavors, and it was just, in her world, it was the end of
disaster,
the world.
Disaster.
Shattering, right.
Yeah. So Romeo came up with this idea, and we talked about it a little more, and it just solved this problem. My mom's in love with it. And
yeah, because it's not only coffee mugs. They also have wine glasses as well, too.
Yeah, but you can essentially with
genuinely love
chalk or whatever.
It's, yeah, it's like the chalkboard paint, which is really cool.
It's taking the red Solo cup with the Sharpie to a whole new level.
Yeah, good call. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you get those Christmas parties where everyone's got the red Solo. Everyone put your name on the red Solo cup.
Now, how's your idea, you know, now that you've got it, you're producing it and everything, how's it going over? Is it going over pretty good so far?
I'd say it's going relatively well. We do have a couple orders in the works.
Is this like a competition, too, between the other, you know, the other kids in the class?
It wasn't supposed to be, but it is.
Right. Yeah, on the playground it is.
Right. Yes.
We all know what
happens.
Well,
we have now adopted you, and we want to win.
Yes.
We must win.
Thank you.
You've taken it to the next step. Now, what does Jack do exactly?
Well, Jack, what do you do?
You're in transportation, that's your...
Yeah, I'm transportation, and then I, like, do what Romeo does and, like, helps, like, sell this, so I'm a salesperson.
And you said, actually, you were the only one old enough to go buy the paint.
Yes,
right?
I am the older.
This is amazing to me. I love America. I really do. America is an incredible country. Best in the world. But like, come on, man. They're just trying to make some coffee mugs.
Right.
You know? Nobody's huffing this stuff over there. They're entrepreneurs.
So you've got a website that people can actually go to and order your mugs.
Yes.
All right. So let's give that website address out.
I like this, too. Oh, this is a good play on words.
chalk-up.weebly.com.
So like chalk up or chalk up?
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Like
now I get it.
Chalk up Weebly.
What's the Weebly?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Yeah, what's Weebly?
It's a free.
Is that a website you have to use?
Yeah.
Too?
Oh, okay.
I know that was like all of
your GoDaddy
last names put together.
So it's chalk-up.weebly.com. Go there and you see the collection of mugs and things. You get mugs or wine glasses and you can order them right there online.
We're getting lots of text messages. Is it dishwasher safe?
Yes.
Okay.
Key.
Does the money go anywhere?
The money goes right back into the business at this time, so we can further expand. But being high schoolers, we do love the profits, and we definitely need them. So.
So in other words, yeah, it's the Peyton, Jack, and Romeo charity.
Yeah.
You got to buy
but
that
this
too.
This is helping, and which in turn will most likely go towards college educations,
of
perhaps.
Course.
Yes.
You want to talk about the Shark Tank?
Oh, my gosh. Someone
somebody
just said
you guys
should go on
Shark Tank. Yeah.
Oh.
Talk about that, Romeo, real quick.
We have a Southwest Shark Tank at our school right now, and we've entered to go into Shark Tank where we could win $500 for our business and some charity work also.
Wow. Oh, very cool.
That's awesome.
Right. Someone would like you to give the website again, but slowly.
All right.
Slowly. Give him the keys.
Shock, the word shock, hyphen up, U-P.
How do you spell chalk? You seriously need to.
C-H-A-L-K, hyphen up, U-P, dot Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, .com.
Okay.
What about the www?
I'm on. Someone
you
know, texting.
I was thinking about that the other day. You really don't have to do that anymore, do you?
No.
You hear people do that on commercials or whatever, and they always do the you don't have to do.
No.
That's common knowledge.
We're pretty web savvy these
right.
days. I think we'll get it.
Yeah.
And most computers figure it out, too. You type it in. It's not
I
like.
I thought you just said
what
most
are you trying
computers.
To do?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll do it for you.
Okay, we're getting more and more questions. I'm on the website Totally In Love. How do I buy?
There is a link to an order form that is on the website, and you can just fill out your information, and we will be more than happy to bring your mugs to you within 2 weeks.
People are taking it upon themselves to give you guys suggestions. Are wine glasses on the website? They should be.
In the process of uploading pictures. There was a little bit of a problem yesterday during study hall.
We blame Romeo.
Yes.
More questions, too. If they order now, will it be ready in time for Christmas?
Yes.
And will your product be at the Southwest Craft Show?
No, all
you
the
should.
Spots were filled.
All spots were filled?
Oh, yeah.
That's where you set one up outside the craft show.
Yeah, yeah. You just go out in the parking lot or on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Or say, you know what, come to my trunk. There you go.
Restroom.
All right.
Wherever you need to.
Peyton, come over here once I look at this website. I've got it up right now, but I'm trying to see where the link is.
I've got it too.
There, there is no link on the website, actually.
Oh, okay.
What you need to do is write a check out and send it.
Really, your old mail?
You just write me on the check.
You know what you can do? You can just write it personally to Romeo.
So there's not actually a link on the...
Well, there's supposed to.
You know what? There was, because I did check this out last week, and there was a link on at that time, because it gave you, an order form.
Where is the link?
But I don't see it on
it. Do we know what happened to it?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I deleted the link.
Why don't they go?
Romeo,
that's the most important part of this whole website.
That's good, but at least we have an answer.
What's so your teacher's name
somewhere.
Again?
What is
it? Well, you fail, Romeo. You're going down a grade.
The key to actually getting the product, Romeo, is
Romeo,
that link.
Will the link be up?
There's a problem. Yes, there will, but there was a credit card thing on there that I didn't want people to put their credit card number in.
Oh.
Why not?
Because I didn't know where it would go.
Well, this is what you should do. If you're nervous about that, maybe you should put up a link to like your personal email.
Okay.
And then people can email you.
Okay.
Because I would be a little more trusting of that than just sending you a check.
This is where
like I need a hard paper or I need a hard copy of something so that I can come to you and say, I did not get my mug.
Right. This is where Miss Volk comes in.
Yeah.
This step should maybe.
Someone would like you to share the address again.
I asked her and she ignored me.
She ignored you.
Oh, you know what, Mrs. Volk? You're getting downgraded as well.
She's had enough of this whole debate over coffee and hot chocolate.
I know. She's like, seriously, that Romeo.
Do I
need to hold your hand every step of the way, Romeo?
Right. Every time her office gets a knock on it.
People are now telling you to set up PayPal. Do you know PayPal?
Yes.
Set up everyone's texting in. And now someone is saying, in make this even bigger, put it on Etsy.
Oh, Etsy's
that's really
huge. That's
too.
All the rage I hear.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many things.
Peyton and Jack, I think we're going to put you guys in charge of this part of the project.
What are you talking about? I thought of the idea.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in. Great idea. Very fun. Once again, the website, chalk-up.weebly.com. Go there, take a look, and they'll get this whole link thing worked out. You'll be able to order this stuff online soon.
One more. Will you ship them?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
See, there you go. There's answers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
10 years.
I have a feeling they're going to walk out of here and they're Peyton, why'd you say we're going to ship them?
Well, that's Jack's job. He's a part of transportation and delivery.
They're not just going to ship them. Jack will hand deliver them to me.
Great job, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. You